Hey listeners! Hi there! Hope all of you are doing awesome! I'm your host Navanita Guha coming in with another episode of Mind Gym, a rapid mindset change workout. Enjoy listening! Most of us, like sponges, absorb what others want us to be as we progress in our life. We feel out of sync even when all look perfect. Several studies say that during our formative stage as a child, we have been molded by our parents, teachers, society, culture, and friends to adopt behaviors to act the way they feel we should. But that takes us away from our core values, likings, and our true selves. We often feel suffocated and even hopeless without knowing the reason for it. For most of us, our authentic self is buried deep within and we fail to connect with it. We become stressed, less engaged, and land up hiding from who we are. Hiding and suppressing who we really are can end up leaving us feeling lonely, disconnected, and even worthless. But do we always feel and sense this way? I think we may not. We become so habituated with our adaptive selves that we accept that as a norm of living. The awareness of what the real self looks like, feels like, and then the willingness to behave following your genuine nature are the initial steps to engage you with your true self. It's important because it liberates us from the pressure of always trying to be something else, always trying to be perfect, says Mike Robbins, a corporate trainer and the author of Be Yourself, Everyone Else is Already Taken. A recent survey says that the next decade is going to be ruled by people and businesses who would be able to show agility, innovation, and internalization. Authenticity is unique to you and gives birth to all these three: agility, innovation, and internalization. Authentic people feel better. According to research by Kearney Goldman and others, studies have found that authentic people are more resilient, less likely to start self-damaging habits for relief or comfort. They tend to be determined in their preferences and more likely to follow through on their goals. On the other hand, feelings of guilt, disgrace, and low self-esteem are the outcome when you are not true to yourself, and if this happens with you, it's the time for you to ask yourself, how important it is to me to be authentic? What does it mean to me? If you are willing to take the trip with me to know 5 powerful tips to be your real self, let's begin the journey. Number 1. Taking a personal journey within is especially important to discover your own self. When do I feel most real? Asking this amazingly simple question opens up the locked gate of your mind quite easily. What kind of people am I most comfortable with? What values they have? What activities make me feel charged up or excited? These direct questions will help you uncover your authentic self. Number 2. Taking a frequent inward journey with yourself has been proven to do wonders. If you remain always distracted or make a compromise with external situations, you'd get little opportunity to reflect on your true self. Spending time with your own self is essential for discovering a real you. Now let's come to tip number 3. Spotting when you are inauthentic is a step towards aligning yourself with your core values. You may notice yourself when you are not enough enthusiastic or connected, when you are speaking about a topic or acting in a particular way which you don't relate with yourself fully. This happens maybe due to some old beliefs or fears. Identifying them would be a massive step to figure out ways to reduce their influence in your life. Number 4. Now, as you can catch hold of some beliefs or fears that create a barrier to become your true self, you analyze each one of them. Think about how you have got them. Who gave you? Why are you still holding on to it? And does it really help you even now, the way you wish to see yourself today? If you see the old beliefs are not serving you, create a new belief statement and use it every day as affirmations. For example, if you uncovered your old belief as, "I am not good enough," have you been able to come up with any different new positive belief? If so, make sure that you remove your old belief with a new one and repeat that as affirmations daily. You will soon see the difference in you. Finally, number 5. Listening to your inner calling is an important action while you discover your authenticity. Authenticity and purpose are interlinked. Identifying your purpose and preferences will soon connect you with enough passion and you will feel inspired to contribute with authenticity. In case you are interested to learn more about living a purposeful life, you may listen to my previous podcast from the list. This brings my today's podcast to an end. Please share your thoughts at navanitaguha@lifefulfilled.com. I would love to hear from you. I'll come back to you next Sunday with another episode. Till then, goodbye and stay well.